It's Morning Edition from 89.5 KWGS. Explore underground utility placements. It's a goal Mayor Bartlett and the City Council made. It's also a goal that has become more important after thousands lost power for days following the July storms.
Perhaps the most meaningful conversation so far about moving Tulsa's electric utilities underground happened here, an alleyway off 2nd Street between Detroit and Elgin Avenues. It's arched with aging wooden H-frames that carry aging power lines. As electric blues pipe through patio speakers, the handful of city councilors in attendance ask questions about, well, Tulsa's own electric blues. Of course, everyone wants to know the cost of converting to underground lines. PSO executive Steve Baker lays out the cost per mile.
Without excavation cost included, it can range from $600,000 to $1.5 million.
Overhead lines? Much cheaper.
It's a fraction. It's a third or a fourth of the cost.
District 1 Councilor Jack Henderson learns taking power lines underground won't be a silver bullet against outages like those caused by July storms.
Even areas like Gilcrease, that all of that is underground, some transformer down the road that feeds that gets out, and then we can still lose our power. But it's easy to get back on, though, right?
It was amazing. In our last storm, I've never seen a three-face pad mount transformer, which is about this big, this tall. The wind blew it over. So those guys were out for like a day and a half because of all the work you have to get. You got to get cranes and do all this other work.
Right.
And what happened is a big wood fence by it, and that wood fence just acted like a sail and just blew it.
PSO engineer George Hetty also tells District 2 Councilor Jeannie Q underground lines may be more dangerous.
Do you feel underground is the safer way in the future?
The issue I have with the underground is the digging you have to do. So many people will dig into it. The law says you got to call 800 locates to get it located before you go dig, but a lot of people dig without that, and that's one of the hazardous parts right there.
As the presentation goes on, city councilors learn the host of issues with taking power lines underground. Those issues may not make underground lines worth the increased cost. They can be extremely difficult to install in older areas of Tulsa. Steve Baker points to the alley we're in as a perfect example.
There's no telling what's underneath here. There's been 100 years worth of development here. So we've run into things like storage tanks and foundations and landfills and environmental issues, all sorts of things.
And once the lines are in the ground, maintenance is tougher.
It's something that you can see overhead if you're trying to repair the system. Much easier to see. I mean, repair it if you can see where it's fed from and, you know, where it is versus underground. You know, you're relying on maps, and you'll have to open up the ground to find the cable or what the problem might be. So, in general, it's longer to troubleshoot and repair underground than it is overhead.
But that's all assuming PSO can get everyone else with overhead lines on board. Telephone, fiber optic, and cable TV lines run along city utility poles, too.
It wouldn't just be an electric system project. It would be everybody that's currently overhead and all the stuff that's underground, all those parties, all those owners of those facilities would need to participate.
As utility representatives remove their diagrams from the decades-old brick walls, it's unclear whether the notion of moving Tulsa's power lines underground will stick around. The mayor and the council have no plans right now past exploring the possibility. PSO at least gave them plenty of information to work with. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
7:39, traffic and weather in 10 minutes. This is Morning Edition on 89.5 KWGS.